Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider-Dictatin. A pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Hill. This goes to Dr. Pieper on 2223. Mr. Hill performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction, nor bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/21/22, there's been no significant change, period, in the pack of impression normal study, period. Thank you. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Laura Wilcox. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 2223, Mrs. Wilcox performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity, period. Paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a six-minute walk test on patient Laura Wilcox. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 2223, Mrs. Wilcox performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room saturation was 94%, period, after walking 421 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation was 95%, period, impact of compression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Corey Dwyer, D-W-Y-E-R. This goes to the VA on 2223. Mr. Dwyer performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next, six-minute walk test on same patient, Corey Dwyer. This goes to the VA on 2223. Mr. Dwyer performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 393 meters in 6 minutes, saturation remained 96%, period. In paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kathleen with a K, Flynn, F-L-Y-N-N. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall and to Dr. Van der Moeller. On 2223, Mrs. Flynn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. It's a moderate impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 6/8/22. There's been improvement, period. Paragraph impression, moderate restriction and obstructive lung disease without bronchoreactivity showing improvement, period. Next, six-minute walk test on Randy Davis. This goes to Catherine Ward, comma, FNP on 2223. This is Mr. Davis performed a six-minute walk test period prior to ambulating, a room air saturation with 97%, period. After walking 354 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Randy Davis. This goes to Catherine Ward, comma, FNP on 2223. Mr. Davis performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, no significant change, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/6/22, there's been improvement in flow rates and no change in forced vital capacity, period. No paragraph impression, mild restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing mild improvement, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on Trayvon King. And this goes to Dr. Halaby, H-A-L-A-B-Y. On 2223, Mr. King performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. After walking 510 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 98%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.